talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And good afternoon. It is a Getaway Friday, Friday, August 24th, 2018, 18 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Exchange Club. Today we have Marge Hazelett, Charlie Evers, and 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, sitting in with us. Now, don't forget, today, 4 to 6 p.m. at Primrose, Mary Ellen will be having an open house at her museum. 4 to 6 today, Primrose. If you go out on by the YMCA Wellness Drive, you will just follow the curve, and you cannot miss Primrose. 4 to 6 today, and Mary Ellen will be there giving personal tours of the museum and taking questions. Also, tonight at 7 p.m. here on this station, we will be broadcasting the first home football game of the Harding High School football season, starting at 7 p.m., and that is supported by the committee to elect Tara Dyer County Commissioner.
Really?
There you go, Charlie.
Well, this is the first game you've ever broadcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you doing play-by-play?
Tune it in just to hear the disaster that it might be.
I think that would be hard to do.
I think it might be hard to do, too. So when I get there tonight...
You're not going to have a football expert with you?
If there are any available, I might take one up there with me.
Oh, my.
Well, I was so happy that the Bratwurst Festival remote came off so good,
yes,
quality-wise.
Oh,
I figure tonight the quality will be good.
Yes.
You'll have to listen.
I've listened to a rebroadcast of the Bratwurst Festival.
Quality.
Yeah.
Good.
Great.
Great. So tonight...
hopefully it's good, except for the announcer doing the play-by-play.
Well, you know, I can get through most of it,
yes,
I think.
You know what shape the football is.
Yeah, I know, yeah, pigskin.
You know, those white lines that, and those guys running down the field being careful not to step in anything.
You know, I got to get a roster. It's going to be interesting tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Memorize the numbers.
Got to see what's going on there. It'll be interesting, but it'll be tonight.
Hey, that'd be worth doing. What time is
7 p.m.
I think I'm going to listen. Yeah,
I'll be all ears
tonight, Mary Ellen.
Yeah.
By hour number 3, I'd ring and wet up there. It might be radio silence by that point. So that's tonight, 7 p.m., supported by the committee to elect Tara Dyer, County Commissioner. Now, there was something I wanted to say, and it just went out of my head there. Oh, Robin Leach!
Oh,
we
yeah.
just got a call during the break that Robin Leach, who you hear on this station quite a bit doing liners for us, died at the age of 76.
Wow. Not too old.
No, and I like Robin. He came on over the years, mm-hmm, and... sorry to hear of Robin Leach's passing. So that was conveyed to us by another radio personality in town.
Wow.
Who knows
okay.
something about sports.
Yeah. Yes,
too
okay.
bad he's employed someplace yeah. else. He could help me out there tonight.
Robin Leach. Boy, that's something.
Yes.
What did he used to say? What was
the
that?
Rich and famous.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 It was
yeah.
Champagne Wishes oh, and Caviar
yeah.
Dreams.
Yeah. Okay.
That was Robin Leach.
Yeah.
Now, to get in, we said we would, so we're going to get into the week that was. And what a week it was, Charlie.
What a night it's going to be.
What a night it's...
right.
You're excited for this now.
Yes, I can hardly wait to listen.
I'm going
to...
you'll hear papers rattling up there and all kinds of things.
At least it'll be warm.
It'll be a nice night
yes,
for football.
Right.
I don't know what I'm going to talk about during the halftime show.
Who's playing Harding and whom?
I have no idea.
I was wondering if there'd be any other radio stations there tonight.
I think it's Upper Sandusky.
Okay, there might be another station there.
You think there's going to be a problem, don't you?
No.
It seems like you're forecasting a problem.
Oh, never.
Never. Well, what, you know, Bob Ferguson, Bob, could you come to the, you remember Bob Ferguson?
Yes,
he
yeah.
did sports.
Right.
Maybe he'll show up tonight.
Hmm.
Just 7 o'clock. I'll be there.
Okay.
Tonight, the first Harding home game. They go about 3 hours, don't they?
Yes.
10 o'clock. I'll be there at 7 to
and
10.
And then you have to have a wrap-up after that. You've got to repeat everything they did.
Well, I probably won't say very much, so it'll be a quick repeat.
Yeah.
But it might turn out good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you got to make sure you know first down and how many yards until the next first down. And
well, don't they put that up on the scoreboard?
Beats me.
I think they do.
Really?
There'll be a lot of time. I know the time's up there.
Yeah, well,
there'll
keep
be a
your
lot
eyes
of
on the scoreboard then.
Yeah, I'll keep my
eyes. Especially
get position.
For the score.
Yeah, you want to announce the score. You know, that's awful, but when I went to the Clippers game a few weeks ago, they were feeding me the score, and they were giving it to me backwards. So I was announcing
really?
The score backwards.
Oh.
But I thought, well, it's radio. Who knows?
But, you know, that is interesting, though. I've listened to ball games and didn't hear the score for, it seemed like, minutes. Many minutes have gone by. And
you'll hear it a lot tonight.
Okay.
You will hear the score. I'll make sure 0-0.
Yeah.
Field goals.
And there's another thing that gets to me, and that's radio stations that are live do not give the time.
Yeah, why now, don't they have a little bit of a time thing? Put up in the corner and leave it there. They started out with it here this fall or summer.
I listen to one station in Atlanta, Georgia, WSB. And every other minute or so, they give the time.
Yes. Why can't they
that's
do
great.
That?
That's great.
It's 24 minutes past the hour.
It is.
What hour are we talking about?
It's almost 12:25 now.
You know, I got into that for replays purposes. That way you wouldn't, it's 24 minutes past
that's
the hour.
Right.
But what hour is it past?
At 3 in the morning, you'll say, that guy just said it's noon.
That's right.
Well, I can't understand my clocks. I set them all at the same time. Within a matter of seconds.
Yes.
Okay, they're all different. I can swear
mine are
some.
Too. I about a minute it. Off everywhere.
Yeah.
Now
I
there
don't know
is
what
a.
Time it is.
We're coming up on 25 minutes past
okay.
the hour.
There are clocks.
I got 25 right now.
25. Okay. Time cue. We'll have to synchronize our watches.
Now we've got a clock up here that is that regulated by. The government?
Yes.
Okay.
This clock is government certified.
Yeah, it's
they
a National
the time
Bureau.
Now?
Oh. National Bureau of Standards.
It's,
in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Oh.
It's
they send out a signal 24 hours a day, and supposedly these pick that up and adjust themselves.
Has to. It's August 24th, 75.2 degrees in here. It's a Friday, 12:25 and 27 seconds.
Okay.
Right.
There we go. All right. And we are off in running. Now... and here we are. The lady who will be supporting our football game.
Oh, is that
tonight.
Right?
Yes.
Well.
Tara Dyer, who's running for county commissioner.
Hello.
Tara, maybe you'll sit with him tonight and help him.
We'll have a whole crew there tonight. It's going to be fine. It's going to be great,
this
Charlie.
This is my kid, my best
that's
kid in class.
Mary Ellen.
Yes.
We're having a Mark good time here on this Friday, that's for sure, Charlie.
Yes,
Mr.
right.
History.
Yes.
Yes.
History,
yes. Well, Tara, have a seat. I think there's a stool over there. There's a microphone down here under the table.
Under the table.
Under the table. That's right.
Can you get through there okay?
Yeah, it's right down there, and I will turn you on, and we'll be moving.
Yeah. He doesn't turn me on.
26 minutes past the hour. We're getting nowhere fast today.
Well, you're not kidding. We're going up a slippery slide.
We're going right down. And Tara, we have not seen you on the program for a while, and when you get the microphone here, we will ask you some questions because the election is just right around the corner, Charlie.
It is. Do you have enough knobs there you can turn up for all the mics?
I got all the knobs ready to go.
Okay, we all
are.
Right.
You didn't do that cable, Charlie. Last week you showed me how to wind cable.
Yes, yes. Did you?
Yes,
did
I
you try
I
did it?
No, I haven't went anywhere
okay.
yet.
But after you wind it up that way, the first thing I learned in a radio station was that.
How to wind cable.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'll try it tonight.
And you can take that and throw it out, and it will never knot.
Yeah.
When you turn it at the end.
Yeah.
You
every other loop
you
is backwards.
Well, that's interesting.
Every 3
years. Well, Tara, how are things going on the campaign trail?
Whew, just great. I'm so excited about campaigning and really happy to join this party. This is
a
nice
kind of party.
I love it. Yeah, all we need is some...
The party wasn't quite as dominant before he came.
Oh,
yes.
It perked up with the charm.
It perked up a little. Yeah, campaign's going just great, and I want to thank you for inviting me to be a part of a historic moment at Harding tonight. Jared Slater is, as you know, I'm sure.
Yes, the first game.
First game, hometown boy. You know, first African-American football coach, and I celebrated last week with his grandmother. Do you guys know Marion Slater? You probably do, Mary Ellen. Marion Slater, who is doing the work of a saint at the AME Church. It was their 143rd year. Oh. So the AME Church, one of the oldest churches. So she was all excited, and everybody has those butterflies. And so we wish Jared Slater a hearty good luck, Harding alum, tonight. I know he's probably a basket case, but we wish him good luck tonight for his first game as head coach at Marion Harding High School.
Yes.
Thanks for allowing me to support that.
Oh, I appreciate your support, and I think it'll be a lot of fun, and hopefully after the game's over, we'll be able to talk to him for a few minutes.
Good luck on that one, but we'll try.
We'll try. We'll try. We'll have people flying all over the place tonight.
Probably, including his little daughter, who's like 2 and probably his biggest supporter. So,
you know, tonight is a big night for the city with our county, our five school districts, all these football games going on tonight. It's
football
going to be a
Friday night, and I'm hoping to go to a lot of them. And I love sports. You know, it's just
sure
in my
does.
Blood. I just love it, and whether it's, you know, the blue and the yellow or the red and the black or whatever, I'd like to support some county things. As a matter of fact, someone just sent me an email inviting me to come to, I guess Pleasant is having a fall festival tomorrow. And
River Valley's having one tomorrow night, I think.
I have to get on.
Oh, you're going to
get my rollerblades.
Yeah. It's called the Viking Bash.
Oh, the Viking Bash. Is that evening?
I believe. I don't know exactly what the time.
I'll check it out. Viking Bash.
I tell you, if you say there's nothing to do in Marion, you are mistaken.
Right.
Yes. And Mary Ellen's Museum will be open tonight, 4 to 6. Open house.
Have you ever been there?
No.
You'll have to come sometime after the campaign's over.
I'll come during. No, I don't. I'm a history buff. I'm busy, but never too busy to look and see some people that are honoring you and stuff. That would be great. Yeah. Mary Ellen's Museum. Where is it?
In Primrose.
Oh, it's in Primrose. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I heard about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I heard about it.
So it's going to be a big night, and then the football game will be broadcast live here on the station. That's going to be big.
Maybe Tara could do some color for you.
Well, anybody who wants to, they can show up.
She can point at the numbers. You need somebody to point at the numbers on their...
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take somebody with. We'll have a crew there tonight.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we'll have we'll bring out the airplane tonight.
Yeah,
the chopper.
Tara, I was wondering too. Running for office takes a lot of money. I mean, for either advertisements on newspaper or radio, but also on printed material.
Yeah.
How do you manage to get it? Because you probably don't have a big committee, do you?
I don't have a big committee. The Democratic Party, you know, they don't really, the money is tight. So what I do is I'm trying to run a grassroots campaign. I did a chicken dinner thing, and I raised, you know, a nice amount to get yard signs for that. So, and then as far as printed material is concerned, I do the same thing. Last week, Excel, the old Steve Hawk Center, they were kind enough to donate me some time, and my kids, who are avid and very good at basketball, and I'm not bragging, but they're awesome. My daughter went to the University of Louisville. My son,
really?
My sons play basketball, but they presented a clinic to kids in grades 3 through 12, and we charged just a little donation. So I made some money there to do so I can buy more yard signs. So I guess I make money, you know, and then I earmark it for something. The Democratic Party expects you to do some things like the lit drops and those kind of things. So, but donations are always welcome, and you know, volunteers and
just think you're with a money manager for the man running for governor.
I know.
That's right. And
I like being with her because her name is on the money.
And that's what you gotta go. And this fall could be this big blue wave that we keep hearing about.
I hope so.
You never know. It does trickle down. I learned that last time when Trump got in. Boy, Marion County, just by about the same numbers, all voted for Republicans. Well, almost consistently. So I think people do vote down ticket. I think it's going to be who shows up and who shows out.
I think so. And I think there's so many things on the ballot. You know, you have DD on there, and then you have Children's Services and school levies, and you have, you know, the hotly contested race with Grogan and Ratliff, and you know, I'm not the star on the ballot, you know, but so when people come in to vote for those things, I hope they give me the privilege of getting their vote. It's a very important time in our county.
I do think that 80% of the people do vote the party. That's what I learned in the years we've done elections. Mm-hmm. It does seem that way.
You think?
Yeah, in on year elections, presidential and congressional years, more people turn out to vote.
Yeah.
And it seems like on the local level that the people win by that amount. Like Kerr Murray's a good example of this. Kerr Murray had ran, I think, two times, had lost both times, but last time defeated the incumbent Dan Russell in the Trump downslide of the it's interesting to look at.
It is.
The only Democrat who won last time was Sheriff Bailey.
Yeah.
So and the clerks, they all fall like that. So if there is, I think on a local level, I do think it does matter. Now I think for governor, I think it's different. I think people are voting for the person. Probably for congressional people, they're voting for the person. And on local, of course they are to some degree, because obviously Bailey kept his position. But I do think it does trickle down if a lot of Democrats turn out. I think that certainly...
Well, it's interesting that you should say that, because, you know, currently the term flipping is been thrown around a lot. And if we could flip some votes, then that's going to look good for me. A lot of people vote down party lines, but interestingly enough for me, I think I've just got to give these people something exciting or someone exciting to vote about. We've got to give them a clear message that will, I think, identify what we want in this county, what we want to do, and how we want to do it. There's got to be transparency. You know, I know a lot of people are talking about the fact that we are moving our sheriff now to the Meta Solutions building. And, you know, we don't know what's going on as far as cost and things concerned, renovations. And I questioned that at the last commissioner's meeting. But we got to give the Marion people, the county people, something exciting and a clear message to vote on.
What did you make, because it's the big county issue, was the big county issue a couple weeks ago, of the rise in taxes?
The conveyor fee?
Yeah. Commissioner Apfelfeller was the only one who voted against that. Commissioner Stiverson and Murray both voted for that.
Well, it was a $2 increase. So it used to be $2, so they increased it to $4. It only is relevant when you are buying or selling homes. And the only thing, when I talk about transparency, a lot of people, of course, wanted it for the blighted houses, to tear down those, you know, so there were a lot of community leaders at the meetings that they wanted it earmarked toward a certain fund. Sheriff Bailey got up at that time also. He needed a place, you know, because this place is Well, it's not only small, but the sewer system was terrible out there, and so we don't want our guys working in conditions that are So, but there were a lot of people who, you know, it's like, okay, there's going to be some money, let's put our name on it, you know. But a lot of the people did want to, you know, earmark it. So the increase itself, I think, was okay, because Marion, you know, $2 is not comparable. A lot of the surrounding counties were at $4. The only thing that I think would have been more specific would be, what are we going to earmark the money for? You know, what do we want to, you know, create a line item to identify where that additional funding is? Now, there's money already being earmarked for blighted houses and, you know, that particular project and stuff, and it will always be, you know, replenished. But what are we going to do with that extra money is the question.
And I think we have somebody on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, why on earth does the sheriff need a big, big building like that, the White House it used to be called? That's so much room in there. When I believe that when that the sheriff's office there on Marion Williams Fort Road was designed so that in the future they could build a second story to it. And, you know, shame on the sheriff for allowing things to escalate to the point, oh, the sewer system's bad, now it's become an issue. Why wasn't that addressed many, many years ago? As they say, they've had many, many years of it, and they've put up with it until now. You know, if they've put up with it until now, you'd think they'd get accustomed to the stench and it wouldn't bother them.
Thank you, caller. Basically, the caller's feeling was that the sheriff's office does not need this big, high-priced building. What do you think, Charlie?
I think if anybody disagrees with the sheriff's office getting a new facility, I'll sit in the sheriff's office a while.
Oh, there you go.
And smell.
And you can call in, by the way, 740-383-9944. Now, to get on current events, because a lot of stuff is going on, and big news right now is John McCain is discontinuing his treatment.
Oh, that's
for
right.
Brain cancer.
Has he consigned himself to the fact he's dying?
I think it's
and
that's
why
what
waste
it is.
The money.
And his daughter Megan, who is on The View, I think, says she's scared for America without her dad. So this is probably going to be imminent now, and that's too bad, because John McCain is a
maverick.
What he did in Vietnam. My goodness gracious! You've met John McCain, haven't you, Mariana?
Yes. Yeah, I traveled with him out to. It was when they were trying to do away with the dollar bill, and he was supporting the dollar coin, and we went to visit all the. See, he's in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
And we went to all these meetings, and most everybody said they didn't want a dollar coin, and he was for the dollar coin. But he's a very nice man, and I think maybe his daughter's right. He steps up to the plate, and that's what we need.
I don't know what'll happen out in Arizona with his seat, and I hope they take time and let the family grieve and do all the proper things that they need to do. But that just came across the wire, and that's a shame for him and his family.
Well, you know, he has a cousin that lives here in Marion.
Really?
He does?
Yeah.
Really?
I knew you were going to ask me. It just escaped my mind. But I've been a good friend of her for years, but I can't get her name.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's
ties.
But, you know, I will remember that historic vote where he came, and he came up there, and he went, and he
thumbs
saved
down.
The health care. Right. He saved the health care.
And that's one of the questions, who will go in his seat, and will another vote? Time is interesting right now, let's say that. And just so we're not, I'm going to try to lump this all together, because it was a messy week in the news department. So here's how we're going to lump it together.
Can I just address?
Yeah, go ahead.
The caller,
yes,
where he Sheriff Bailey, he is going to, in that building, he's going to, everything is going to be under one house. So that's a good thing about it. There are conference rooms there. You know, there might be some possibilities of some things that, you know, may be leased. You know, there the auditor walked through with him. We want our people to be able to do their job in a situation that's safe and it's sanitary. The only thing that I found difficult about that decision is that the people just didn't know. So the people could have suggested other places. Like, some people are upset because it's like not in the county, and but it's a central location where if they're dispatched, we already know that they don't hold people there anymore, but all of his auxiliary services will be under one particular roof. Remember, there was 1.2 million in the beginning. Sheriff Bailey asked for 7.1 for a whole new building, and then it went down to 5 million, and the commissioners have been putting money aside for a rainy day for this particular fund so that we can kind of look at not only the renovations and what it's going to cost, but I understand too that there may have to be some adjustments as far as where they're going to be having the cruisers and those kind of things. It's hard to work in unsanitary conditions. It's real difficult to work in unsanitary conditions, and I think they've been doing what they can do for as long as they can. So even though the FOP did not give me their endorsement, I still am behind them 100% so that they can do their job. So
that's good. Well,
good to hear, and it's an interesting thing. You don't want these people who are risking their lives in that environment that is not very good out there, I don't think,
at
this point.
I agree with Charlie. Yeah. Go sit out there.
I wouldn't want to sit out there.
Yeah, I went through living in Marion at one time with flooded basements with sewage in the basement. Mm-hmm. And people next door would flush their toilet, and you'd have it in your basement.
Oh,
yeah. And apparently there's a similar situation out there.
And the evidence is being ruined to some degree. They're running out of places to store it. The smell can make people sick.
But can you imagine there are three prisons out there using sanitation facilities?
Yeah.
My, that's a lot to handle.
It's interesting.
Yeah, they need to let the people know, too. What do you plan on doing with the old building? You know, are we going to bulldoze it down? Obviously, it can't be used for anything, so...
Yeah, better be bulldozed, probably.
I'll be going to the meetings, and, you know, as I get updates, I'll let the people know, and I'll ask the questions and so on, because everybody's interested in that.
I think so. We'll see where we're going.
So I'm sorry.
No.
We're going to lump everything. I just didn't want them to think that Sheriff Bailey was being remiss in his duties. I think, you know, I mean, he's advocating for you know, the whole county, and so we'll see what happens. So
and whatever does happen, you know, we'll cover it, we'll carry it, and people can go every Tuesday or Thursday morning at 9 o'clock and have their say.
Exactly.
If they want to say something,
exactly,
they're there.
Yeah.
Now here's the lump.
Okay.
With 20 minutes left to go, what a week it was, so we don't go through every individual thing. But I don't think there has, as Mary Ellen said in hour number one today, I don't think there's been a week like this since Watergate, as far as politics has been concerned. Because for everybody who'd been saying, is there anything with President Trump? Well, now we know there's something. His campaign manager, Paul Manafort, was convicted on 8 counts of fraud. He could face up to 80 years in prison. His lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleaded to 5 counts of felony and implicated the president in 2 of those. Yesterday, David Pecker, who's the head of the National Enquirer, has taken a plea deal for immunity, and he's going to turn over the safe to the New York authorities, and they have now admitted to catching and killing all stories about President Trump and slanting against Hillary, and that, and what money has been paid, that's been turned over to the authorities now, and now the Trump Organization in New York. Allegedly, from the USA Today, the report is he's allegedly, the head of the Trump Organization has been offered immunity to speak on how the money was being dealt with in the charity. So, there you go. That's what happened with our president this week. What do you think, Mary Ellen?
I didn't know that the foundation had gotten immunity.
That's the report this morning. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting. I'm anxious to hear about that.
Well, here's what I think the big thing takeaway from this is. Paul Manafort, on Wednesday, I saw a newspaper. It said, cooperate with Mueller. Pardon by Trump, or life in jail. Those are his choices at this point because he's been convicted.
Yeah.
Where do you think that's going to go, Mary Ellen?
Well, you know, they were talking about those 10 that didn't pass, that the one juror was the only one that held back on voting for those. And so I bet that's all going to come up again in this next this next trial. They'll probably go through everything again.
I would think door number 3, he doesn't want life in prison. So he can cooperate with Mueller. My understanding is that is still on the table. Mm-hmm. And Trump can pardon him. That is his prerogative. Yeah. So now it's like a game of chicken. Because I would think if I'm President Trump, if he knows something, mm-hmm. I better pardon him before he makes the deal with Mueller, because as Tara said, speaking of flipping, that's what this all has been this week. Mm-hmm. Michael Cohen has now flipped for the authorities, David Pecker has now flipped for the authorities, and apparently the head of the Trump Organization is now flipping for authorities. Mm-hmm. I guess when faced with life in prison, you tend to think a little differently.
Mm-hmm. But you know, this is a state, New York State, and they can't pardon for that.
Right. The Trump Organization. Things.
Right.
The Manafort things, I think, can be pardoned still.
I thought that was New York, Virginia State.
Virginia. It could be. It could. Well, I know if he hasn't been sentenced. So if he makes a deal with Mueller, they could probably loosen up that sentence to 5 years or so, which they think is what Michael Cohen might get, 3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. Charlie, we sat during the entire last election, and there's always been, why are we doing these investigations? Well, this week we found some information.
Well, basically, too, people have said for a long, long time, well, we get rid of some of those old fogies in Washington, get somebody new in there, it will turn things around. Well, it was tried, but it doesn't work.
Well, apparently. I think you could do it, I guess, but I don't know that this was the man to do it, because he seemed to have a lot of skeletons in his closet.
Quite a few.
I think one of the problems was we're living in a world now where, you know, when the Stormy Daniels thing came out, you had the porn star. It's unbelievable we couldn't even say this.
Yeah.
You had the porn star and the president, and we now know the porn star was telling the truth and the president was lying.
Right.
That's unbelievable.
In the meantime, she becomes even richer than she ever had dreamed of being.
Exactly.
But, you know, I do feel bad for President Trump to this extent. He's a 71-year-old man. He's going to have a heart attack. I mean, he's got to be under tremendous stress. Wouldn't you think, Mary Ellen?
Well, evidently he is, because he was up at 1 o'clock night before last, tweeting at 1 o'clock, so he's up late.
And he took a shot at his attorney general yesterday. Said,
oh, he hates him.
I only gave him the job because of loyalty.
But he recuses himself.
And the Sessions finally sent one back across his bow.
Finally.
And said, you're not going to politicize this office.
Yeah.
I think Trump is starting to lose grip now. These tweets are getting a little strange.
Well, Lindsey Graham said this morning the AG needs to have the confidence of the president. And he's saying, so after these midterm elections, there needs to be a serious discussion. But then it's going to have a ripple effect, because then, you know, Rosenstein, you know, so, and then who, Mueller reports to who? Rosenstein. So then, you know, so it's going to be a domino effect if you get rid of Sessions, who recused himself, you know. And then, you know, so for Lindsey Graham to say that this morning kind of surprised me, because he had always been, you know, that guy who says, you know, because I think he and Sessions are kind of buddy-buddy and stuff. But for him to say, we need to have a serious discussion about the AG, you know, that kind of scared me. me.
I'm trying to play this fair because I know Marion County went overwhelmingly for Trump, and I'm trying to be fair here. But one of the problems is this has never happened in the over 200-year history of this democracy. A sitting president has never been implicated in a crime. It's never happened. I mean, Nixon was never implicated in court in an indictment. Michael Cohen went into court and said that the president told me to break the law.
Well, he said twice. The candidate, I don't think he did.
He
name.
His name. But I think
so it could be another candidate, you think?
We drew between running for federal office. But Mary Ellen, did you ever think you'd live to see the day? We thought we heard it all with Nixon and Clinton as far as this went.
This president surprises me every day.
Well, it just is. When that happened, I mean, I assumed Michael Cohen would eventually go the other way. But to walk up to that judge in New York and say, he did it. He knew about it. Yeah. He told me to do it. If Donald Trump was a citizen right now, he'd be indicted. Mm-hmm. That's what every lawyer says. He'd be indicted on two crimes that face long sentences. Charlie, why do you think he did it?
I don't know, but it proves that sex doesn't kill.
Yet. I don't. Well, how much old Melania feel?
Oh, my, that poor
Wouldn't that
woman.
Be something?
That poor girl.
I tell you, I don't know how she stands it. Mm-hmm. I really don't. And then she wore that crazy coat that said, I don't care to you. And, I mean, I don't know where she's coming from on that.
Yeah. The president, and I'm in genuine seriousness here, yesterday that interview he gave, he didn't look well.
No,
on
he
Fox.
Didn't.
He looks like he has no sleep. He looks
Probably
kinda,
doesn't.
Yeah. I think he's going to, I don't know
I
what he's going to do. Yeah, his blood, he's a 71-year-old man. We can't
But he doesn't drink or smoke, right?
No,
he
doesn't.
He's got a lot of
And no. he doesn't email. I mean, he's.
But
his doctor claims he's in good health.
Oh, that doctor needs to he must be in good health.
Get that doctor there because I'm telling you what, he didn't look good.
That one doctor with the one he had where he wrote the own
one.
Yeah, well.
They had him on the other day.
I looked at him yesterday and I hadn't taken a good look in a long time and he just didn't look well. Yeah. He looked like he'd been put through the ringer. He has been. And did he think that this was all going to just go away, that nobody'd ever say anything?
I think since he's so rich, supposedly, that he can get his own way and do whatever he wants.
Right, I think that's his idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. And he's still got to wait for the Mueller report. Yeah. I mean, he's got a, gee whiz. And all this stuff came from Mueller. It was so.
Well, I don't know. Presidents, like, remember when Barack Obama went in and his hair was like black, but when he went out, it was like all gray. Yeah. So the office of the presidency, you know, does something to age.
Same thing happened to Bush.
Bush.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what's going to happen to Trump's hair, though. It's orange.
He obviously must color it.
Well, hairdresser, that's
might turn lemon colored.
But you know, he's
he'll go bald. He'll just cut it.
I don't know. I just think that he is he's up to it now. You know, I think Time Magazine this week has got.
I love that.
Yeah, it's got a picture of him, and the water's up to his neck now.
Whoever does those Time covers is fabulous.
I know.
Yes, that one with that little girl crying. And
oh yes.
I just think and Stormy, he was in a storm. Stormy Daniels came out, his hair was all.
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name? Karen McDougal sent a tweet out last night and said, "Told you so."
Yeah.
I mean, it's this man who said horrible things about it's all coming back to roost now. You gotta be nice to people. What's that old saying? Mm-hmm. You know, be nice to people going up the ladder because you're gonna see them when you go back down.
Yeah,
and
right.
And you just can't lie.
She thinks
that's the thing. You cannot.
She always picks on me because I'm.
You just got to tell the truth.
Yeah.
That's all. Because there's so much evidence.
Well, it's unfortunate. Because Charlie
makes things interesting, though, doesn't it?
Well, it's the best time. I told you yesterday.
What would we talk about otherwise?
Well, I said, it's the best time. We were replaying an old show this morning from the World Series of 2016. And it was fun because the Cubs won and it hadn't happened.
Yes.
And I think these, because we record everything at these stations, and I think sometimes people will look back on these conversations because you know what? This is not the written word. This is what was happening in real time. And the people who were here and what we said does matter in history. That's what they, you know, because we're not going to have letters anymore. Nobody writes letters. I'm looking for somebody to write me a letter.
Oh, I'll write you one.
Write me a letter.
She's
no, Marge does write letters.
We'll have the football game tonight.
I'll get a lot of cards and letters after the football game. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have fun up there tonight, Charlie. It's going to be...
So, Tara, you're the supporter of that broadcast football game tonight.
I am.
Yes.
I am. You know, and I think for me... When if you tell me that I need to do some homework, I'm not like a football player kind of a thing. I know who the quarterback is, and so I think my advice is we make sure that we get a list, a program with the names.
Yes.
And so you don't want people calling you and saying, you called my son Noah Thompson, and it wasn't Noah Thompson, it was Quave Booker. So, and the other cool thing too, Marge, is a lot of those players that are on that team I had when I was teaching at Benjamin Harrison Elementary School. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I got that sense of pride already that those young men are doing such a good job, like Noah Thompson and Quave Booker, and so they're going to be doing big things. And if you and I are there making history, we'll be, you know, calling their games at the collegiate level.
We're going to be there. When I called baseball in high school, and used to, you know, you'd sit up in the press box and you would do up to bat, on deck, in the hole. Uh-huh. And boy, if you did not get the opposing team's name right, that dugout would just boo you.
Yeah.
You'd hear it.
There's a term I've heard lately, a walk-off home run or a walk-off win. What does that mean?
The game's over and you walked off.
You hit a home, the score was tied. And you were the fortunate one to hit that home run, and then you know how you just like trot around it, so you just like walk off, and guys hit you on the helmet and stuff, and throw Gatorade water on you because you're the hero. Uh-huh. So the walk off simply means that you're able to, and some of those games are like 16, 17 innings. So can you imagine a walk-off home run to end one of those kind of games?
So can you imagine tonight with the coach, the new coach, first time with the new coach, that team's going to be raring to go tonight, I think. Because the first game is a precedent setter.
Yeah,
it can set the whole... mood for the entire. I'm sure there's a pep rally today at Harding, I would bet.
I think so. And then the facilities, they remember last year they got the new football field, and they do these a lot for the three schools' athletic programs. He is kind of going back to the Coach Hinton days. We all know where Coach Hinton is right now. He's with the Ohio State Buckeyes, but he's trying to bring back that energy. Not saying that Coach Brady didn't do a good job, because my kids owe a lot to Coach Brady. He helped them get into colleges. He helped them with a lot of things. And none of my kids ever played football, but he was still there. So although Jared has some huge shoes to fill, he also is trying to create his own legacy and put his own imprint. His hashtag is Honor to Thee, you know, which is the Harding fight song and stuff. Harding has higher standards and just all kinds of nice PR. I think the Booster Club was out last week getting new signs out so that people could feel the energy and just be a part of it. And I think the price is reasonable, but if I can go in with you, you could save me
slip you right
$7.
In $7. Yes, yes. Is that what the price is now?
It's for senior citizens, it's 7. So you'll have to pay, though.
Well, it's going to be interesting tonight because we'll take the air at 7 p.m. Well, probably a little before, a matter of fact, because I think the game starts at 7. So we'll probably come on a quarter till 7.
Okay.
And Tara is a supporter. The committee to elect Tara Dyer, county commissioner, is a supporter for that event tonight. There will be other people up there tonight. So we'll have a whole crew of people. And Mary Ellen's Museum is also open tonight.
Nice.
You could go to Primrose from 4 to 6 and still make it over
that.
To the game and have some fun tonight. It is the kickoff of fall sports. And you know what? We didn't spend 1 second in this hour talking about Urban Meyer.
Oh,
no, we didn't.
I would have to leave.
I expected you to bring that up.
It was on my list today,
yeah,
but we
okay.
spent so much time on everything else going on. But before we do wrap this up for the day, as far as the president goes, because who knows what's going to happen now. And by the way, there's some talk that the Mueller report might break on a summer Friday. That's what they say. I heard that this morning on one of the news channels, so it could still happen today.
Gives you the weekend to...
Well, I think that's the idea, to digest what's going on. So, but before that, knowing what we know now, where do you think this is all going, Tara? Do you think he can sustain till 2020? Do you think the Congress is going to get fed up? Do you think he's going to leave? Walls are definitely closing in this week.
Yeah. I think it depends on his base. And remember, he's famous for saying, I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and my base would still be there. I think it depends on, you know, are we looking at the shiny objects? You know, when you talk about nostalgia of the days gone by, 2016, you know, I mean, I think a lot will depend on everybody looking fairly at the evidence that's presented and not judging him by a different standard. You know, he needs to be judged by what is constitutionally correct, and we shouldn't expect anything more. And we've got to, the people around him have got to open up their eyes and understand that they don't work for him, they work for us.
That's a good,
you know, so
good way to put it. Marge, what do you think is going to happen?
I go with what she's saying.
You take that. Mary Ellen, you think he'll make it to the next election?
I really don't. But I think even bad enough would be Pence.
Well.
But anyway, it depends on how bad it is. I mean, it could be really bad, and then things will happen, I think, if it's really bad.
Charlie, where do you think this is going?
I have no idea.
We'll just sit and watch.
A what?
We'll just sit and watch.
Yeah, exactly. Observant.
We'll see what happens.
Yes.
Well, let's hope it's a walk off. Let's hope he walks off and just walks into the sunset,
yes,
and then we'll deal with Pence.
Could be a very interesting weekend, to say the least. Very interesting Labor Day. We thank Tara Dyer for coming in.
Thank you for allowing me.
For always coming in, and the Charlie Evers Show. Marge, always good to see you. Charlie Evers is on in 10 minutes.
CF.com. We'd love to have you come and visit and get plugged in and see that there's true hope for tomorrow.